You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, ahead of the Edinburgh International Festival. We're catching up with some audio describers who'll be describing shows at this year's festival. Joining me today is a familiar voice here on RNIB Connect Radio. We're joined by Emma Jane McHenry, who'll be taking to the headset to describe Ersan this August. EJ, thanks so much for joining us.
You're very welcome, David. It's lovely to chat to you. Lovely to speak to your listeners.
So first of all, quite simply, tell us about the show.
Okay, so Ersan is an ode to the choreographer Sidi Larbi Cherkawi's father. In an interview that you can hear on the Edinburgh International Festival website, he says that he sees this work as an act of presence, a way of carrying his father forward after his death. It's also an ode to a man by the name of Ersan Jarfi, and he sadly was the victim of homophobic aggression and was tragically killed by four men in Belgium. After his death, his father created a foundation against homophobia. So it's looking at those things, and the work feels a little bit like a ritual, explores world changes in an ongoing cycle of destruction and rebirth. The movement embodies anger, sorrow, grief, alongside joy and a longing for connection. It celebrates the cultures of North Africa and the Middle East, both sonically and visually. And there's wonderful live music accompaniment that's both composed and led by a wonderful viola musician. The costumes are inspired by and drawn from the Berber people. So it's a wonderfully rich performance, all elements of sound, of visuals coming together to create this wonderful ritualistic performance. It's on at the Edinburgh Festival Theatre from the 18th to the 20th of August. But the most important date you need to know is Thursday, the 20th of August, at 7:30 is the audio description.
As a describer, with a show like that, where there's so much going on, but like a real theme of anger that carries throughout the production, how important is it for you to toe the line of conveying some of the anger in the performance, but also describing what's happening?
Absolutely. It's a fine line that we describers tread. My go-to is always that with a live performance, you want to give our visually impaired and low vision audiences as rich an experience as possible. You want to convey as many things, but also give space. So it's definitely a bit of a decision process. You start off with a really rich, heavy script, and then I edit it down and edit it down. It's about conveying the atmosphere of the work. So I like to say that I create scripts that try to be woven into the work as much as possible. I try to convey the feelings, the quality, the atmosphere, the emotions that are on stage. And I use words to obviously to convey this, but also the emotion in my voice as well. It's a live theatrical experience that you'd be coming to experience. So I don't want it to be a commentary. I want it to be a reflection of the work itself.
And does your preparation differ depending on the type of production that you're doing?
Yeah, totally, totally. I'm in a really fortunate position as a freelance describer to work with a lot of wonderful companies who bring me in and invite me into the rehearsal process, which is a really privileged place to be, because that's where discussions are made, decisions are made. The work is evolving in front of my eyes, so I can use language that I hear in the studio so that it's as connected to the work as possible. I speak to the makers, I speak to the performers. With the festival, it's slightly different because companies are coming from all over the world for quite a relatively short space of time. So I've worked with the International Festival for a long time, well over 10 years. In fact, it's hard to imagine when I first started. It's that long ago. But the process is always one of receiving a film of the performance initially. I work with that. I watch it and watch it and watch it. I create a skeleton of my audio description first, of what happens when. And then I almost put flesh on the bones by watching it, and then there for a dress rehearsal if possible, or a performance, and then I rehearse my script, and then I perform it. So it's kind of a shortened version of quite a lengthy process that I would normally do outside of the International Festival. But it's one that I'm completely immersed in, and it's a real pleasure to have these works to describe.
Well, if people want to come along and hear you perform your rehearsed script, then where can they get tickets to Ersan for the 20th of August?
Yes, so absolutely. It's on at the Festival Theatre in Edinburgh, the 20th of August at 7:30. There's a wonderful thing called the Access Pass that some of your listeners may have already, but it just gives you additional information. It tailors your visit and tailors your experience a little bit. It gives you the best seats that the audio description can be heard from, gives you other details of accessible shows, lots of different things. So that might be something that your listeners would like to get hold of. And for that, you can reach the Edinburgh International Festival on Access, ACCESS, so that's access at eif.co.uk, or you can get tickets through the festival website, which is eif.co.uk. And if you've any questions, inquiries or feedback, that you can contact the Access team on access at eif.co.uk.
Fantastic stuff. Well, freelance audio describer Emma Jane McHenry, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, David.